And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 26th of April, 2017. It's the birthday of Anita Luce, born Mount Shasta, California, 1888, who wrote the novella Gentlemen Prefer Blondes about Lorelei Lee. It became two movies, a play, and a musical. It was on this day in 1937 the Basque town of Guernica was bombed in the Spanish Civil War, bombed by Nazi and Italian planes at the request of Francisco Franco. Between 170 and 300 civilians killed in the massacre, which later became the subject of Pablo Picasso's famous painting, Guernica. It's the birthday of Carol Burnett, born San Antonio, 1933. Her parents, performers, also alcoholics. She had a rough childhood. They moved to Hollywood, and she was given over to her grandmother, Mabel, who raised Carol Burnett from then on. Took Burnett to the movies all the time, sometimes twice a day. She went to UCLA. She took an acting class, performed in front of the group. She had one line to say, and she said they laughed, and it felt great. All of a sudden, after so much coldness and emptiness in my life, I knew the sensation of all that warmth wrapping around me. I'd always been a quiet, shy, sad sort of girl, and then everything changed for me. You spend the rest of your life hoping you'll hear a laugh that great again. She had her big break, 1959, the Broadway musical Once Upon a Mattress, based on the Hans Christian Andersen story, The Princess and the Pea. It's the birthday of the seismologist Charles Richter, born in Overpeck, Ohio, 1900, who gave us the Richter scale to grade earthquakes. The largest recorded earthquake in the world happened 1960 in Chile, had a magnitude of 9.5 on the Richter scale. And today's the anniversary of the Chernobyl disaster 1986 in the USSR. A flawed nuclear reactor led to one of the largest nuclear disasters in history. 28 people were killed within a week. Experts predict that the eventual death toll could reach 4,000 as cancer cases and other radiation-related illnesses come to light. In 2011, Chernobyl was officially declared a tourist attraction. Here's a poem for today by Anya Krugavoy-Silver, At the Station. When the girl got off the train at the college town, she leaped up and wrapped her legs around the waist of the boy she'd come to visit, and they spun around, embracing and shrieking with joy. Their love set off a piccolo's vibration. Those years are gone for us. I see you every day. We eat meals together from decades-old plates. But when we lie in bed at night, you take my hand, and I feel the orb that's formed around us tighten, while you and I, like knitting needles in a ball of yarn, lie beside each other, fingers touching. At the Station by Anya Krugavoy-Silver from her collection From Nothing, published by Louisiana State University Press, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Consider all that the Writer's Almanac brings into your life: beauty, inspiration, uplift and insight. Gifts from listeners are vitally important to keep this program strong. Contribute today at writersalmanac.org/donate, and thank you.